Jayamarana Mokshaya Nyaya Chitaya Tantye Te Brahmatalidu Krishna Ajatmanam Kamachakyam. Anyone else? No. Jayamarana Mokshaya Mama Sitya Yatantiye Ajatmam Karma Chakiram. Okay, so word by word. Jara, from old age. Marana, and death. Mokshaya, for the purpose of liberation. Maham, me. Ashitya, taking shelter of. Yatantite, endeavor. Ye, all those who. Te, such persons. Brahma, Brahman. Tat, actually that. Vidu, the know. Krishnam, everything. Adyatmam, transcendental. Karma, activities. Cha, also. Akilam, entirely. So, production and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai. Intelligent persons who are endeavoring for liberation from old age and death take refuge in me in devotional service. They are actually Brahman because they entirely know everything about transcendental activities. Purport. Birth, death, old age and disease affect this material body, but not the spiritual body. There is no birth, death, and old age and disease for the spiritual body. So one who attains the spiritual body becomes one of the associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engages in eternal devotional service is really liberated. Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit. It is said that one should understand that he is Brahman, spirit soul. This Brahman conception of life is also in devotional service as described in this verse. The pure devotees are transcendentally situated on the Brahman platform and they know everything about transcendental activities. Four kinds of impure devotees who engage themselves in the transcendental service of the Lord achieve their respective goals and by the grace of the Supreme Lord, when they are fully Krishna conscious, they actually enjoy spiritual association with the Supreme Lord. But those who are worshippers of demigods never reach the Supreme Lord in his supreme planet. Even the less intelligent Brahman realized persons cannot reach the supreme planet of Krishna known as Goloka Vrindavan. Only persons who perform activities in Krishna consciousness, Mam Ashritya, are actually entitled to be called Brahman because they are actually endeavoring to reach the Krishna planet. Such persons have no misgivings about Krishna and thus they are factually Brahman. Those who are engaged in worshipping the form of Archa of the Lord, or who are engaged in meditation on the Lord simply for liberation from material bondage, also know, by the grace of the Lord, the purport of Brahman, Adibhuta, etc. As explained by the Lord in the next chapter. So I'm very happy to give this lecture in front of all you saintly persons, and I beg your mercy because I don't speak English very well. So I hope you will understand what I say and what I mean. Of course, Krishna Katha is always fresh and new; it's transcendental. So even if you don't understand, it will be purified for you and me. It's also my first Bhagavad Gita lecture in English, so it will be a short class. I think I will try my best. So first of all, what Bhagavan means in this verse when he said intelligent persons who are endeavoring for liberation from old age and death take refuge in me, in devotional service. Who are these persons? Actually, he speaks about one of the four Sakama Bhaktas, the type of people who come to him, namely those who are distressed, those who want wealth, those who are learned, and those who want moksha, liberation. In this verse, it's about the last one, the Sakama Gyani Bhakta people who want moksha. So Krishna says that they initially perform my bhajan in order to attain their desired goals. After they have attained these goals and understood that such goals, the liberation, are actually miserable and degrading, they become detached from them. Finally, by taking sadhu sangha, they become successful and attain the true bhakti without other material desires. Also, Krishna speaks about the devotional service, so now we have to describe what is this devotional service. Rupa Goswami, one of the six Goswamis from Vrindavan, described in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sandhu, Anya Bilashita Sunyam, Gana Karmadi Anavritam, Hanukurena Krishnanu Shiranam, Bhakti Uttama. That Uttama Bhakti or unalloyed devotion involves the rendering of devotional service in a way that is favorable to the Lord. This devotional service should be free from any extraneous motive and devoid of fruitive karma and personal jnana and all other selfish desires. This is the chapter 1, verse 11 of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sandhu. Of course, this statement is theoretical, and as I prefer to give few living examples, because it could be more relevant for us, I will give some. Actually, I am very happy to have a chance to speak about this verse because it's showing the loving relationship between Krishna and his devotees. Krishna loves us like anything, and we cannot imagine this love for us. It's beyond imagination and any words, because this love doesn't belong to this world. It's transcendental love. Many times, I see devotees struggling very much because of mind. It's true that the community life can be heavy and sometimes uncomfortable, but we forget something. Krishna loves us. We can see this love very often in our daily life. We have some problems, but actually, it could be worse. I wrote a poem a few years ago about this topic where I said, I have back problems, but I could burn without legs. Or I have bad relationship with somebody, but I could be blind, etc. So the point is to see the good everywhere and ultimately to see the mercy of Krishna in everything. We are like a bee looking after honey and not like flies. I remember a friend of mine told me that one day Nelson Mandela was in a class school when he was young. The teacher put a paper with a small black spot on the board and he was asking to the student what you see. All the students told, I see a black spot on the paper. Then Mandela had to speak and he said simply things but very amazing. I see a beautiful white paper. So it's showing that we have to be optimistic. Of course we have to be because we are Krishna conscious and not because the life is beautiful by itself. The life is not beautiful. The life is crap. There are murders, there are slaughterhouses, there are birthdays, old age, and ultimately death. Outside the world is dying because people forget Krishna. Many people don't realize how much it is dangerous to live. Prabhupada explained that in this material world, every step is dangerous, and used to say this world is not for ladies and gentlemen. But for those who are good, those who are God-conscious, everything is okay. Chaitanya said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, who remember Krishna, even the difficult things becomes easy. But those who forget Krishna, thank you. Hare Krishna. But those who forget Krishna, even easy things become difficult. So we are in Krishna consciousness, and we can sing the holy name, we can take prasadam, we can dance for God. This is really amazing. When I struggle with my mind, and it's happened many times, I praise myself and I try to remember that I live in a castle with so wonderful devotees. I could be a homeless or a drunker in the street, but I'm here. I'm vegetarian, I don't drink alcohol, I don't take drugs, I don't smoke, and I serve devotees. So the point is, we have to be first conscious and then Krishna conscious. I would like to come back to the verse of today. Krishna speaks about the strength of the devotional service here. So I would like to give two examples of that who come from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. First of all, I want to explain what is his holy book. This text was written by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, one of the most great saints in Bengal, when he was very old, around 90 years. He couldn't write or even see very clearly, but by the blessing of Vaishnavas and by the mercy of Lord Gauranga, he could write and compile this wonderful masterpiece, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in the beginning of the book, He says that if somebody pronounces his name, this person will go in hell because Krishna Das Kaviraj saw himself very degraded and more fallen than a worm in a stool. We can see the real huge Vaishnav humility in this statement. It is simply amazing to see a very elevated person like him think that he is really low class man. George Harrison says that more you realize your spiritual identity, in other words, more you are close to God, and more you understand that you are not the holy gift for the world given by God. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who was an avatar of Vyasadev, the author of the Vedas, in some ecstatic trance, wrote this book, known today as the most bona fide biography of Chaitanya. I took a good story where we can see the power of devotional service. So one day Lord Chaitanya took prasadam in the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Bhattacharya was in first part of his life a Pandit Mayavadi. He was preaching the impersonal philosophy and many people listened to him because he was a great scholar. But he met by great fortune Chaitanya and the Lord was showing his transcendental form, then he became a Gaudiya Vaishnava. So Chaitanya took prasadam in his house when suddenly a man called Amoga came and saw the Lord take a huge feast. Amoga was the husband of Bhattacharya's daughter. And he was famous in Jagannath Puri because he was a big offender as well. And when he saw all the prasadam that Chaitanya took, he said, "This sannyasi eats so much prasadam, it's not good. He's in the renounce order of life." Then he left the place very fast. Of course, he made a big apparat against Gauranga. And Sarvabhauma was really upset and sorry. Finally, a few days after, Amoga became very sick and he lost everything, family, money, etc. He was dying, and somebody came to Chaitanya and told him that the offender was almost dead. So the Lord came to his place and spoke with him. Gauranga was so merciful that he put his holy hands on the heart of the sinner, and suddenly Amoga get up and start to dance and chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was dancing in ecstasy and became a great devotee of the Lord. So we can see two things. First of all, Chaitanya is the most merciful avatar. And second, the devotional service is very powerful and can dispel ignorance and clean all kinds of offenses in the heart of living entities, like the fire burn everything in the forest. I would like now read a little bit the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but another story, very famous this one, is during the Ratha Yatra in Jagannath Puri. It's showing the wonderful power of the devotional service. It's in the Madhya Lila, chapter 13, text 84. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared as thoughts turned it. Sometimes the hairs of his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, and changed color, and sometimes he exhibits symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times, it appeared that a golden mount was rolling on the ground. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch out his two hands and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Advaita Acharya would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant Haribol, Haribol again and again. Just to check the crowds from coming too near the Lord, they formed three circles. The first circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu with Balaram himself, the possessor of great strength. All the devotees, aided by Kashishvara and Govinda, linked hands and formed a second circle around the Lord. Maharaj Prataparudra and his personal assistant formed a third circle around the two inner circles just to check the crowd from coming too near. With his hands on the shoulders of Harichandana, King Prataparudra could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and the king felt great ecstasy. While the king beheld the dancing Srivastakur standing in front of him, became ecstatic as he saw the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing Srivas Thakur standing before the king, Harichandana touched Srivas with his hands and requested him to step aside. Absorbed in watching Sri Chaitanya Prabhu dance, Srivas Thakur could not understand why he was being touched and pushed. After he was pushed again and again, he became angry. Srivastakur slapped Harichandana to stop him from pushing him. In turn, this made Harichandana angry. As the angered Harichandana was about to speak to Srivastakur, Prataparudra Maharaj personally stopped him. King Prataparudra said, "You are very fortunate. For you have been graced by the touch of Srivastakur. I'm not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him." Everyone was astonished by the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even Lord Jagannath became extremely happy to see him. The car came to a complete standstill and remained immobile while Lord Jagannath, with unblinked eyes, watched the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The goddess of fortune, Subhadra, and Lord Balaram both felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were seen smiling at the dancing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, 8 wonderful transformations indicative of divine ecstasy were seen in his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. His skin erupted with goose pimples, and the hairs of his body stood on end. His body resembled the shimuli, silk cotton tree, all covered with thorns. Indeed, the people became afraid just to see his teeth chatter, and they even thought that his teeth would fall out. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time hosed blood. He made the sounds jaga, jagaga, jaga, jagaga in a voice choked with ecstasy. Tears came forcefully from the eyes of the Lord, as if from a siren, and all the people surrounding him became wet. Everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink, so that his luster resembled that of the Malika flower. Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became as hard as dry wood, and he did not move. When the Lord fell on the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. The foam which fell from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Subhananda because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellow of ecstatic love of Krishna. After performing his devastating dance for some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. After abandoning the dancing, the Lord ordered Svarup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, Svarup Damodar began to sing as follows. "Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away." When this refrain was loudly sung by Svarup Damodar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again began rhythmically dancing in transcendental bliss. The car of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly, while the son of Mother Sachi went ahead and danced in front. While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers. His eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, Lord Jagannath's car would slowly start again. Thus, there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in saying who will lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. So we can see the bliss provoked by the devotional service. Actually, there are 3 types of bliss described in the scriptures. The first one, and the less important, is Shukananda. That means bliss comes from material enjoyments. Then the Brahmananda come from the realization of Brahman, and the last one, but the most important, Bhakti Ananda, the pleasure come from the Bhakti itself. The characteristic of this of the Bhakti Ananda is that it's unlimited. So I will stop here. If somebody wants to make any comments or questions, please. Yes, ma'am. So, what is the
story you told?
I mean, it's to show the strength of the devotional service. You see, like, of course we are not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we are devotees and we have to try our best in the devotional service. And the beauty is the goal is to see the ecstatic love between Krishna and Chaitanya, because Chaitanya himself is Krishna himself. But yeah, I mean, it's very inspiring to see Chaitanya dance in ecstasy. I mean, at least for myself, in ecstasy, and it's very inspiring for me and for devotees, I hope so. So, yeah. Yeah, Amoga. Yeah. Yeah. It's a Madhya Lila, I think it's chapter 17. And it's, yeah, I mean, I would to show the mercy of Krishna, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because after these things, Amoga began to be a devotee. And just I'm showing that it's very, I mean, devotional service is very powerful and can burn everything, like every sins we have in the heart. It can burn all this stuff. And yeah, I want to show the mercy of Krishna, and, basically. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yeah. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yeah. Without this, he was dying. I mean, it was dying, so... Aparad, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But Chaitanya came and put his hands on his heart, and he started to sing, to dance, Hare Krishna, and became a big devotee. Other questions? Maybe Vishwasvara want to ask something? No? No, okay. So, no question? No question? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I learned the word, technical word for this fourth impure devotees. It's Sakama Bhaktas. I didn't know, and when I do when I did my research, I found this Sakama Bhaktas, the four types of impure devotees. So. I wrote by just because I remember that. One is a distressed devotee. Is true, huh? One wants wealth.
Wealth?
Yeah, wealth. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Huh? One who want be learned. And one who want... Yeah, curious. Yeah. And one who wants moksha, liberation. Yeah. For sure. Okay. Yeah, the best one.
It means
Yeah, exactly.
Impure means they just want to serve.
Yeah, exactly. Did you understand what I say? Because my English is not so good. My accent is very strong. Yeah. Okay. So, Kirtan, time. Okay. Thank you. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Go Premanande.